With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden is taking steps to better secure the nation's ports from potential cyber attacks. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
With an executive order, the president has created new cybersecurity regulations that port operators must comply with across the country. The requirements are part of the federal government's focus on modernizing how critical infrastructure, like power grids, ports, and pipelines, are protected as they are increasingly managed and controlled online. Nationwide, ports employ roughly 31 million people and contribute more than $5 trillion to the economy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, much of saturated California remains under threat of floods as the latest winter storm blows through. But so far, the state has escaped the severity of damage spawned by another recent atmospheric storm. Some flood watches and warnings are expected to remain in effect now. Federal authorities have approved disaster assistance for residents of San Diego County, which was hit hard by flash floods earlier this winter. Ford and the UAW have a tentative agreement on a local contract at the country's most profitable factory.
Almost 9,000 workers at a Kentucky truck plant in Louisville threatened to strike starting Friday if the contract dispute was not resolved. Now, the UAW says a deal has been reached, ending the strike threat. Workers still have to vote on the contract. The agreement addresses health and safety issues and Ford's efforts to reduce the number of skilled trades workers, among other issues. The plant makes a heavy-duty F-Series pickup truck and the Ford Excursion and Lincoln Navigator large SUVs, all highly profitable vehicles. Rich Thomason reporting.
And this is SRN News. Even as the Biden administration pressures Israel to accept a ceasefire, the impact of the Hamas war is putting pressure on a different kind of over 1 million Israeli children and their families displaced by the fighting. Many have been living in cramped hotel rooms for months now, upsetting young children at the National Religious Broadcasters Association meeting in Nashville. Ruth Guggenheim of the Emuna Social Action Organization in Israel spoke with Lori Tradup of SRN News.
You're not doing very well at this stage. You know, there's family crisis. It has increased violence where there has never been violence before. There's a level of anxiety on an individual, one-on-one basis and family level that we have never seen. And to be honest, Lori, we won't know the impact for many months out. We're going to have to assess this every single day.
Guggenheim adds even healthy families can start to break down as the war with Hamas drags on. This is SRN News. Two men have been charged with murder in the shooting nearly a week ago at a Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory celebration that left one person dead and roughly two dozen others injured. The shooting brought a horrific end to what had been a gleeful celebration of the Chiefs Super Bowl victory that drew an estimated 1 million people to the city. Influential labor groups now say they're opposing efforts to move two professional sports franchises from the nation's capital to Northern Virginia.
The opposition is partially due to the apparent inability to reach a satisfactory deal for union workers on the construction projects. The announcement is a blow for the proposal backed by Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin. Leaders in Virginia's Democratic-controlled General Assembly have made clear labor unions' demands related to the project's construction and its future jobs are central to their support.
Correspondent Jeremy House. More details at SRNnews.com.